Okay, and we've got to remind you that the meeting is being recorded. And we need to review and accept the minutes from October 4th. Do you need that? I did see Danielle, a couple more Harringtons in there.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's okay.
That's, I just really want that to be your name.
I know, everybody, people do it anyway.
Sorry.
My hair again sounds like...
All those in favor? All opposed?
Apologies, that's not your name.
It might be good.
We still love you.
Oh, so is there anything that you guys read in the minutes or don't have them?
Okay.
Here's the talk.
Why can't she see?
You went through it. You didn't find?
No, I don't know.
You already got through? Okay, are we good, everybody?
Yeah, move, we accept.
Oh, do the join now, right? Don't you need to do the join now? See that?
Okay, so Mr. Hartman made a motion to accept. Mr. Aaron seconded. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, it's just us. This little corner of the world. Okay, so it's done, Danielle.
Okay, so you weren't recording?
Well, we're not recording.
Oh, was it not recording? No, that's just the phone call, then.
Okay.
Yeah, Nick's got it.
Yeah, we're recorded. Who are these on?
Miley.
Kathy Miley and...
Flowers. Okay, whatever. Okay, so we need, under new business, we've got to get started on our annual report. I know that's on there every single time. But I guess first we need to review the quarterly report so we can start on the annual report. And did everybody get their attachments in the email from Danielle? And did anyone look at them or have questions or comments? Or want to just throw them or shred them or make your paper airplanes? I don't know. I went through them, of course, which, sorry. I see how we changed to where it says expanded and enhanced or new.
Yeah, that was a good report.
Yeah. Although I cross-referenced with last time what we got from last year, and some of them I don't understand because they may not really be new. We did it last year, like Florida Federation of Color Guards. New to the millage, but it was on our last year's report.
Which was on the millage funding. So it's new because of the millage funding. Like it did not exist.
Oh, it's not a new just now. New, like, this year.
No, it's new, funded from the millage. It was not funded.
Okay, because that's what I was like. Wait, no, I've looked at this and we've done these before. And then I also took it a little step further and I went to the school board agendas to see what they voted on for some of these things, like. Garner Holt, and that is on, where is that? Garner Holt, it's on the third page, second one down. And I know it says just 775, but the school district, they already approved 100,000. So I don't understand why we'd be paying any of it if there's 100,000 out there for this. Does that make sense to you guys, what I'm trying to figure out, like why
I think the they is the allocation to spend the STEM millage money.
Even if it doesn't say, it does, you know, because sometimes it says no financial impact, or it'll say which funding source it comes from, and when there's nothing, then it's just the millage.
Yeah, I don't know that particular board approval or board work, so we can look at that, but essentially Garner Holt, you know, the equipment and things would have been paid for out of the STEM millage.
Okay.
And that probably would have been in the 2022-23 school year.
Yeah, that one was April 11th, 2023. And then this is 23-24. No prior funding.
Yeah, Gardner Holt's new. So Gardner Holt was new last year at Sugg and Nolan Middle Schools.
Okay. What about athletics? That's on athletics. Oh, there's a Gardner Holt on the first page too. That was 17,367. Mm-hmm. Let's see, athletics.
What? Oh, I see that on the first page. Bottom of the first page.
Is that Gardner Holt or
athletics.
Okay. I mean, I know it's here somewhere. Anyhow, I have that too. That was May 9th. They voted on the, for athletics, $1,000,005. With no source of where it's coming from. You know what I mean?
So you guys remember, if you're looking at some of the board minutes and the board work, it is only recently that we have started being very clear as far as the funding goes. So you were mentioning minutes from April 2023.
Right.
Okay, that was like prior superintendent, prior to how we're really being very fully transparent. So
starting when, probably July?
Because the superintendent started in July.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not quite sure exactly when we full on started. We started putting a little bit in,
I mean, some
October,
of them do have it, some have it.
September, that kind of a thing. But So Kathy Miley happens to be sending some information because she's listening to you guys talking.
Oh, okay.
And once she had wanted to remind you guys that the board had approved all spend over $50,000 regardless of the
where
funds, I guess, back before June 30, 2023. Oh, she moved past it.
Okay.
That sounds like she okay, yeah, so I think between what I talked about, mentioning that back in April, we weren't listing the type of fundings coming out, the district wasn't doing it, whereas right now we have full transparency. You'll see that for every line item on the board. So we can address each of the questions. If you've got a question about funding or something, if it's older,
okay, that's what I was trying to understand is why, because it sounds like if they would approve it, it would make me think it was coming out of their general.
No, it would be it's board approval.
They did the paper company or something like that,
yeah,
too. That's another one.
Any expense, no matter where it's coming from, over $50,000,
yeah,
they have to approve. Okay.
And do remember, general fund includes referendum. So many times, if they were saying general fund, we've gotten a little bit more specific how we say things now.
Yeah. Okay.
But if it's coming out of general fund, referendum is in there. So, but I think nowadays in the board work, you'll see better for each of the line items.
Okay.
We've gotten
okay.
so much better.
Good.
Transparent, you know.
The only other thing I wondered about was this Cambridge. You guys know what that is? Cambridge, I saw it over here in my house. Cambridge, it's on the third page down. It's on the 10-10 agenda. But it says approved to purchase Cambridge Advanced International Certificate of Education, whatever. But it says it's $650,000, and it's the AICE Supplemental FTE funding.
Yeah, that's...
And so that's still referendum?
Yeah, well, Cambridge is our ACE program, and then... It looks like
it's not too much.
Yeah, 1700.
Yeah,
so it must be specific instructional materials, probably STEM related to the ACE program.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw
that.
Okay.
So the millage only paid 1700 of that, whatever that bigger amount was. Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I
missed.
Chair,
Mary.
Yeah.
Carrie.
Cambridge's test.
So this is the first quarter report.
Mm-hmm.
So we've spent 54.
What school are you at?
Well, I'm looking at the total.
Oh, okay.
Can we say that the future quarter reports are going to be similar because we've spent 4,000 and there's 408,000. I'm sorry. There's $2,000,004 and there's $7.8 million total. Are we on track to spend
the
millage?
Yeah, part of this was that the, when it comes to the arts millage money.
Right.
That got to schools.
Later.
At the beginning of September.
Right.
And this report is September 30th. So
right.
If you think about it, that's why the spend looks like they're not spending enough fast enough.
Right.
If that makes sense. So when that's what you're getting at, the second quarter one will look a lot different.
Okay.
The difference between the 7.8 and the 2.4 will look a lot different.
Okay. And when's the second quarter coming out?
I think the second quarter ends January
30th. Yeah, it goes to the board on February 14th.
Yeah, so the...
around February.
Yeah, I think it ends... So it's February 14th is when the board will get that second quarter.
Kathy's reminding everybody, too, that school started in August, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so you only got like
right.
Yeah, some of them. Do you have any? Okay, got it.
Is there a possibility that you can give them the quarter report dates so they will have a record of that? So when
we have the quarter,
how the quarters act? Because it's dates. Not. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So are those not established yet?
I'm not sure.
Oh, when they're going to the board, you mean?
Just when the quarter goes from.
Oh, what periods those quarters are?
Right. The months that the quarters are.
Months in each quarter.
Encompass, and then the date that it potentially would go to the board. That way they could have a little clarity on when the quarters are. Because it's not like a.
Because quarter one's probably July 1 to September 30.
So,
right.
So Kathy Miley, our finance director, she's going to send that to Laura. She just got that to you.
Perfect.
She just got that today.
That way you
Well, just be July, August, September, October, right. November, December.
Right.
January, February,
May. And then.
We don't need her to send it.
And then figure.
The board.
And then figure probably 45 days
after.
To get to the border. You know, like, so December 30th ends. February 14th board meeting is when they get presented. So
there you go.
It takes 30 days to close the books and do all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cut.
And do you have any more questions about the
meeting? No. No, this report was great to get. I think it's a great step in the right direction. Is it possible to get it the way Ryan provided it with last year, where you could click on the number and see that detail? Because this is just a total by category.
So I was going to inquire because I saw the request asking for the detail. Remember, it was such a volume amount of detail. Do y'all have like an area that you would like to have targeted instead, where you would like to have that detail provided by, you know, as a group, maybe to give a little direction instead of like the making, remember how it was like thousands of pages when it
year. Right, but like once we learned that you could like click on it and you could create that detail, you could just get that, you know, tiny 45 line report. And then, you know, if you had a question, you could actually go and look at the category.
You think Kevin probably do it that way?
Kevin.
So I think, you know, to look at it and then give it to you and then you come back with it, you know, it should be a different sampling each quarter, so it can't just be like, I want to look at this number every time.
Oh, that's right.
You
right.
know, it should up. Be, you know, yeah. You so
that way.
Kind of, you know, like, you know, a random testing, you could look at full. It, you know, click on 14716,
yeah.
And then it would generate that
yes,
second Excel tab where you could look at that detail.
So let me go ahead and I'm going to touch base with the superintendent on that request to find out, because I know that he likes to review the information beforehand, and I know that I'd like to at least run that past him, and then I can get back with you guys on that.
Because this is good information to have to the report, but you really can't analyze or look at anything or determine anything from the total, except for basically, like you've already pointed out, the percent to budget.
Okay.
So you look at like what the spend is. But
well, the object says what it's being spent on, but if you want transactional, that's...
So you want down to transactional, not just how...
Right, that would be helpful.
Okay.
And tell, like, and then when we write the report, we could say, like, it'd be good in the report if we, when we write it, but
that you've reviewed expenses.
Right, but we could also say we bought, you know, 18,000 of iPads. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We could say what we bought with it or what they did, a little sampling of what they got physically. Does that make sense? I mean,
definitely.
So I mean, we bought 1,200
5,000 musical instruments.
Yes.
We sent, you know, this many schools to competition.
Well,
work on that with Dr. Weisson, and we'll try to see if we can fulfill that request. For the full pivot table, I think is what you're asking.
I don't like pivot table. I
mean, whatever. I also just think it's easier than like emailing multiple requests. Can I look at this?
Right.
And then him generating it and sending it back. And then can I look at this? And then he's working, and then he's generating a report and sending it back. With that table, you can just click the number and it generates the report on an Excel tab for you, and then we can independently be doing it. So, you know, some of us on the committee who have jobs or whatever, if I'm looking at 11
So you ask him to have the detail, he wants to have it turned into a pivot before you see that?
Well, however it was given to us for the annual, the last year was great, because then you could just, you know, generate.
Is that how you
what
have
you
it
wanted.
Normally? I mean, basically in Excel like that? No,
I mean, I know that he was I know that he sat here and generated
yeah.
it and made it
yeah.
during the meeting and
well,
then
yeah.
sent it out to us.
He had
kind
a lot
of the
of
first time something like, and yeah, this is what I typically provide. This first quarter report by object code is what I have in the past provided prior to.
Prior to this last time we had, with the prior superintendent going out, new one coming in. And we had done that. So we'll talk to this one and get back with you guys and see if we can't get that in that format.
Okay. So before we get to Kevin, I know that I talked with Kevin and Dr. Weisong about us coming up with some sort of the committee guidelines or procedures. Because we don't really have any on what this is kind of supposed to be spent on and what it's not. So I don't know, group, if that's something you want to start jotting down things that you're thinking about. Anybody have any thoughts on that? Guidelines, procedures, how to do things, how does it get spent? Now we'll hear from Ruth in a little while, but anybody have anything?
Is that not already part of policy that's been?
No, there's ballot language.
I mean,
well, yes,
it,
yes.
There's got the ballot
language. Ballot
language,
and there's our oversight charter, but it just says, you know, kind of things. Increase student achievement through more instructional time and after school tutoring. Recruit and retain teachers and staff, competitive salaries. Expand career technical education and STEM programs. Prepare students for the workforce. Support charter schools. The money shall only be used for the purchases listed above. So, but I mean, are there any type of guidelines? Like, do you think taxpayer money should be used for hard candy?
That's one of the things that was bought.
I'm
but
just
last, at the last meeting, you were saying the standard operating procedure was when requisitions came in from schools, there was a filter as to whether or not it was an appropriate expenditure, and back and forth. Maybe they didn't describe it correctly or whatnot. So is there something already written down? It may not be. I may have used the word policy too loosely or too tightly, but are there standard operating procedures that have expanded upon the ballot language already for schools?
In finance and the staff, the schools, the people who are
The finance.
Down to the school level,
right.
where these plans and stuff start from. They have everybody uses up to the ballot language. Then you're talking about judgment of the person and different layers of people approving that. There's not, like you said, there's not something that says you can't spend this money on hard candy. You know, it is the ballot language, interpretation of the ballot language. But they have it in place, especially now since new management has gotten more hands-on. It feels like, doesn't it feel like within the last 3-4 months with the newer management, there's a lot more questions asked, documentation for that kind of a thing.
Right.
But it still is going up a ladder, and then a lot of discussions, like I'll hear from Ryan, is this right? I might reach out to Mayor Jensen maybe to say, hey, you know what, they want to do this. What are your thoughts on that? We would normally do that. Then they talk it out and decide, okay, we should really use those kind of funds. That's the kind of stuff that I can speak to how
right.
it does now. There's
right.
not a checklist or something that says, these are good things, bad things. It's like, this is what they did do before, but do we really now? Because based on like a lot of being able to have y'all doing more of your hands-on stuff, it's more
right.
talk to in it, that kind
right.
of a thing,
right.
saying, okay,
yeah,
now,
right.
wait, what,
yeah.
really,
right.
that kind of a thing. So, but it's not written, it's a more of a discussion, because clearly when it goes back to it, it goes back to that ballot language and how we're each
right.
interpreting it. But at least now, though, like after this last round with y'all looking at it, there is more talk about that. And I've got to say, when the question does come up to me, when somebody's done an ask and they've got a question, I think to myself, well, what would Mrs. Harrigan say if she's
Harrigan.
Sitting in here? What do I want to say to her about buying that with the money? You know, that
yeah.
kind of a thing.
Right. So,
it's un- and
right. well,
judgment,
my question,
can I
my,
say judgment more
yes.
than...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my
yeah.
question was that I'm really not of a mind for us to develop language at this level. But
well,
I respect the level of transparency that's being promoted from the top at this point.
And that's what we're asking. Make sure you put that justification down so that when you're reviewing
right.
it, you got it somewhere to say, okay, they decided on this because of that, because this is going to a play or this, that, and the other. And so they're at least trying to document those choices
right.
down better than were before. In the hopefully in the work paper that you end up seeing, hopefully in the accounting lines on the report, not having to go to an invoice, because that's what we would have the auditors do, and we would love to be able to have you only just looking at the report to be able to say, oh, okay, you know, because lots of times you can look at a vendor name and wonder or think
that
that's
or that or that, that description just not be NA or like on some school, like on some they were very detailed, and in some schools it was just copied. And
oh,
it was just
I actually
let him
had a chance to look at that after last meeting.
Yeah.
There are certain things that won't have a justification tied to it, like a travel authorization. If there's an expense report, so if you know students travel somewhere, a teacher goes with them, and there's an expense report tied to that. The way the report pulls in information, it's just from a requisition. So if there's ever a transaction like that, it's not a requisition. That field's not even really there to pull from. So some of those are also roll forward POs. For some reason, when a purchase order rolls forward from year to year,
the
justification doesn't roll with it.
Right, because there were some that didn't, and there were some like where it was just copied, like the one school had like the same explanation
right.
for like every expense, which is
if it's
like
supplies,
the general
yeah.
stem.
If it supplies being purchased and it says, you know, art supplies for the student classroom, that's something where I'll look at the backup specifically, and if it's paintbrushes and
I like
I'm
that.
Not going to go back and see.
I don't know. Somebody told me to write this or something. That was a good
yeah. I mean,
I like
we're trying to get out
it's
of that now.
Yeah.
Making sure that looks a little bit better. And remember too, lots of times what we're trying to do, especially if the item looks a little squirrely for just what was this purchase?
Right.
What was it used for? Okay, so earrings got bought. Oh, because it was a play costume for the play, and everybody was. That was an example,
but
something like that. Because
yeah.
you'd wonder, oh
yeah.
my God, they're buying
the
earrings.
The door basketball.
It was part of the costume in the play, or you know,
okay.
something
yeah.
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So we're trying to write down the reason. What's going to be the use for that?
Well,
instead of
buses, not just travel. We know that the bus was used for travel.
What
was
kind
it
of
travel
field trip?
For? Yeah, the MPA state
right.
competition
yeah.
for parish.
Yeah.
You know, then you're like, oh, that's when they went and
yeah.
competed here.
Oh, and if we had all get any better information to include, and part of this was done this, but then also parents raised this. I don't know what you know.
Right. Yeah.
As much as we can put in, we're trying to get that added in better. Your example for like the hard candy,
yeah.
okay, it got used for
okay.
a science experiment,
okay.
you know,
okay.
that kind of
but
stuff. So,
like,
but we're trying to put more of what that's going to get used for, not just that it, I mean, putting down the outfits isn't going to help. What was that outfit used for? Because otherwise that we're going to have a question. So we're trying to put that in those justification lines. on a go-forward basis.
Do you all have any parameters for the travel that the teachers take or anything? Is there any type of guideline, any type of...
Well, state statute and board policy is documented on travel in county, out of state, all of those kind of things. So those policies and those state statutes are followed even when it's referendum. So if there's a board policy that you can't, you can't travel out of 50 miles or below, that kind of stuff, there'll be an explanation. If they had to stay over, why was it because the thing lasted till 9 p.m. at night and they couldn't become, who knows, right. That kind of thing, trying to document all of those reasons why something that normally in the regular board policy or state statute would have said, no, don't do, you shouldn't do it, to at least document it, if that helped.
Okay, and then does anybody have any thoughts on, like, the principals and the assistant principals getting millage money?
What I would like to see is, and Holly brought this up, on the charter, second paragraph, it says, also, the committee shall identify relevant outcomes and report results to the community. And what that speaks to me is, and when Mr. Kennedy was on the board, I actually got to go to King Middle and did a walkthrough and did it over to the school where he's at now. It would be nice if we could possibly, like, we have our meeting, but then do a follow-up where we could get with the school and walk through and talk to some of the teachers and see that end. We're looking at the feeding in end where the money's coming in, but then have a ground level where we could say, well, one-on-one or with a group of people, what is this doing? Give us some feedback at that level.
Right, I think, you think, like, so this is numbers and this is tangible numbers and budgets, which I understand, but your average person, you're telling them we spent within budget, well, they expect us to spend within budget. And this is how much money was allocated, and they expect us to use that money. But some sort of reporting that we could do to the community to say what it was spent on, how it was invested, what the results of your, so have outcomes. Like, they expect the outcome to be, we spent the money that we were allocated.
So I would be supportive of putting together a visit to a school or schools to gather that type of information, which would be in support of the administration helping schools to publicize the use of the millage,
right.
And being able to personalize our annual report,
right.
To say, the money was spent according to the ballot language. Here are particular examples, and we've actually seen at these schools firsthand
Grandma.
The result. And we've seen the teacher, we've seen the student, we've seen the object, we've seen the object in the object code, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
We can drill down like that.
Yeah, we can arrange that, a little tour.
Yeah. I'm always
might
happy
be self-guided tour, but
that's fine.
And then remember, you also have this too, the enhancement expanded
right.
And new
yeah,
list.
So we might,
but that's still a list, it's not physical. So we can arrange that.
Yeah.
And there's also those competitions too. We've got great videos online of all the kids winning at these VEX competitions, TSA, and all
and see,
that.
See, I'd like to know when those happen. Those competitions happen. We could go and watch them.
Okay.
Well, maybe, there's those art shows you guys.
Yeah, I can work
stuff,
on the team. I can work with the team on that, and maybe come. After the holidays, we can send you
and I'd like to take
a little
charter bus.
A little tour of some spots.
We would tell them
you say you want a party bus.
Party bus.
You need to see Wazette at Palm View.
Yeah.
You need to see Garner Holt. We just talked about Garner Holt.
You can go see Garner Holt.
And then we could say we found out why they bought candy. And we could say, well,
you
we
could
understand.
Do the
now we know.
You could do the experiment.
Yeah.
And then also some dates of some performances and
right.
Things like that competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy stuff.
Some poetry slams. Love to go to poetry slams.
Could you do that by calendar invite?
Yeah, something like that. We can arrange that. I just got to get with the team. curriculum team.
Who's the team?
Well, while you're setting that up.
Because, you know, if you knock on a school door, they're going to be like, who the heck are you? Know, yeah. So I just want to make sure.
We got to schedule.
You know,
but while,
this
while,
week, members of the CFOC committee might be coming by.
You were supposed to have lunch waiting for
us. Yeah.
But listen, to add to that, I want to add something else to it. What I would like to add, seeing how you've already approved it, is to schedule a walk through this building and see how this process here with the administration works.
Okay.
Just to spend some time to walk through, maybe talk to Mr. Barber or sit with Ryan and just, you know, hover over him for a minute or two.
Yeah, you're going to be bored very quickly.
No, that's okay. I mean, that's stuff that we don't know. It would be nice to see that.
We could figure that out. That's easy. Sure, we could figure that stuff out.
So what was the...
Okay, my question was on the principals and assistant principals, because, I mean, they get a lot of, I don't know if you call them stipends, they get a lot of little extra money.
Personally.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, we're paying a millage, like, $5,000 for a principal to go to their SAC meetings. And to me, I think that would be part of your job requirement, to me. I haven't seen a CEO that gets, you know...
Was that paid before, or they just didn't receive payment in the past? Is that just part of their position?
The millage, the principals, anybody who works at a school gets the millage, because the deal was that the situation was anybody who has contact with children get the millage. Mm-hmm. So whether that's from the custodian to the principal, everybody
gets something. Okay.
And that's. I was going to say board approved, but that means the spending of it is board approved, right? They're not saying this particular principal gets this amount as board approved, but all that is all transparent in the approval process. But I understand your point of who gets what and why.
To me, I would rather it went to the custodians and bus drivers that weren't getting 12 other stipends.
I think the best answer I could give you at this point is, from conversations I hear the board having at different meetings and workshops, is that that's something that they'd like to look at in this next millage, is looking at how the millage is
doled out. Used
in the supplements to those non-bargaining units.
Okay, yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the best answer I could give you right now.
Well, that makes sense. I definitely need to review it. So.
Yeah.
But I think if you, in your report, want to make a recommendation to the superintendent and the board to look at how non-bargaining unit millage supplements are made, because you feel like X, Y, and Z, I think that's maybe a healthy recommendation.
Right.
To make, and then because none of us can really, we don't have the authority.
Right, it's got
to
go up the food
chain. Can sit down and do that. So,
like Rachel said about new management, you're always going to have changes. I mean, so that's expected. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I think that's something the board and the superintendent probably need to. But I think making that recommendation would probably
go along.
Okay, does anybody have anything else before we get Kevin's report?
Here we go.
Do I have a report?
Did you forget?
Yes.
You're reviewing the findings of the village. Is that what you sent us, maybe? Mr. Chapman stated,
didn't we do that the last meeting?
He obtained information from selected departments that might help the committee.
Okay.
It will be broken down by arts and STEMs, which programs and activities they participate in now, in which they didn't participate in prior to Millage Fund.
Yeah, that's what the expanded new and...
Okay, so that's good. Okay.
Right.
Do we have any follow-up on the charter school reports of Millage spending?
We have those.
It's their
annual spending report. This is their... Remember, they give us like summarized data, that kind of stuff. We can't give you all the data like you're asking us for, like the pivot table, all that kind of stuff for our expenditures. we don't get that detail, the type of information from the charter schools. So, but we can give you a report on what they do, report to us that they are spending.
Yeah, we'll get those sent out.
Okay. And then I don't know about Ruth. I guess Ruth.
So, is that staying the same for the charter schools?
Okay. I think so. The charter schools, does it stay the same for the new village that they don't have to report? Kind of?
I don't. I believe that we're following state statute when it comes to charter financials, not millage or CFOC rules. Does that make sense?
Right. So they'll continue to get the funds, but won't have to provide that level of detail.
They are providing what statutorily they're allowed to provide.
Mary?
I believe the new statute said that they have to spend it in line with how we are spending it. So they're going to have to do some reporting. It's not like it's been the answer for them.
Okay.
And that would begin next year or with the renewal?
Yeah.
When the statute went into...
We require it of them now, but... Yeah, but I think the statute will codify it.
Why don't I work with the charter office on that and legal...
Okay.
And just make sure that we're, if it is July 1, 2023, that making sure the charter office is now doing that.
Right.
And making sure that when they do send in their report, that it's reporting on, are they spending it per the ballot language or per this new statute?
Okay.
Just
a quick question to you.
Can I email Ruth to figure
out? Is that applicable even with local millage, not state or federal, but local revenue?
That's a good question. We'll have to look at the statute. Right. I believe it's the a separate referendum, but we'll look at the language.
Right, because it's separate. I mean, when it's federal or state,
I mean, we do
got
look
all
at their,
those statutes, but with local, I'm sure there's a little more flexibility there. I'm not sure, but...
Well, we do review their financials, I think, not quarterly, yearly, but because that's really the only oversight we have is their financial. So, but that's a very good question. I'll look at that too.
Okay. So we can go on and review our member vacancies, which we have a lot of. I have a list. So, Catherine Furrer, we think she's missed two now in a row. I don't think she was here last time, and she wasn't, and she's not here today, and I didn't hear from her. Miss Barber did send in an excuse. She has something. So I don't know about Deanna. Yeah.
So, Ms. Ruth seems to think she's on Teams.
What is it?
Ruth seems to think she's on Teams. I'm telling her to come down right now.
Ruth,
She says, I'm on Teams and no one's here. I'm like, literally.
That's good. I didn't know when it was there because
of the place. Yeah, she says, I'm on Teams, no one is here. Well, that would have been a clue you're in the wrong spot, right?
Hello.
So anyhow, so I just said, please come down here. So.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Spray and I did interview a lady named Katie Booth, and she'll be voted on at the next board meeting. So we will have an extra one person. If anybody can get their friends or enemies or anybody, ask if they would like to be on it.
Cindy, can I ask you a question? Is there any way that we could post that on the homepage for the school district? Instead of putting it on the district with the school board, put it to the very beginning page and say, by the way,
I can look into that. I know it's on the referendum page, or the CFOC page.
But you got to go look.
Yeah.
So if you're not looking, and I brought it up in the meeting.
A little red banner on the front page.
I can look into that.
Alert.
Please.
There you go.
Okay. See, if you are familiar with the site and you go on there,
it's right there.
Your average. taxpayers are gonna go on there and
start looking.
Well, you have to go there, and you have to go then to
and it's just an email,
district, and then to district, to school board, to
and then you go to the charter. Yeah.
It's hard for me.
Okay.
Okay, does anybody have any agenda items for the next meeting that we need to put on here?
So we're gonna
besides our start annual report.
I have a question for clarification. Okay. You mentioned Ms. Farrer. Were you making a recommendation about?
No, I was just trying to see how many she's missed. I think she's missed two in a row.
I think it was two, and then she was here for one, and then she was absent for the one before that as well.
Okay, so we just kind of have to wait and see if we hear from her with the next one. Yeah, three. You can miss three. We could reach
without
reach
contact.
Out? I can't reach out.
Maybe that's something that we need to change because, I mean, we're here and we're volunteering. You guys are getting paid, but we're volunteering. I don't want to come here and say, well, we can't have a meeting, you know. So I think it would be good is if you don't call or let somebody know, you know, then we can't wait for 6 months.
But they don't know that she's not coming because she didn't send anything.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, instead of three meetings in a row, make it two.
You could actually put, I don't know what the committee wants or what the board would recommend, but you could put in there that if you're not able to attend, to please send Danielle.
Right, just at the end of the
excuse
agendas. Yes.
Just to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Email that you are unavailable. That way, that covers two things. You know if you're going to have quorum.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that it helps the attendance as well. And I would, you do what you want, but I would suggest keep track of the member's name and the months you have your meetings and put the little X if they were there or not. That way you can have an at a glance.
Right, yeah.
Table.
Yes.
Maybe one of you could create that. And if there's no person's name there, then you could add
We sent a SWAT team out to find you.
They found me.
Okay, great. All right, so that answers that.
Yeah,
okay,
there we go.
But that would be just
Ruth actually has joined on team, and we can actually have her speak to us here. I'm not quite sure if she is ill today, but she is online, so she's joining in. If y'all want to talk to her.
Yeah.
Hi, Ruth, how are you?
I think we got to change this.
We're trying her.
Hi, I'm Ruth. I think you wanted to know.
Yeah, the outline of the whole process. So Holly had a more detailed that she wanted. What do you
Holly? Ruth, can you hear us? CFOC member Holly's going to ask you some questions. I think it's okay if it's there.
Can you hear us,
Ruth?
I can hear you. I also heard Kevin saying something, but I didn't hear what he was saying.
Well, that's normal.
Yeah.
So at our last meeting, we were curious and we were discussing, we've got new members on the committee, and we were just, if you could give us a brief overview of the process for purchasing and approval and how things go through the system.
Sure. Well, everything starts, first of all, with the budget being loaded to a cost center and a full chart string. And the bookkeepers of school sites are responsible for managing their budgets, as are department heads. And so when they have a need for something, they will put in a requisition. That requisition will go nowhere if there is not budget for whatever they are requesting. So they have budget, they do a budget check, it passes budget check, and then we'll flow into workflow approval. Workflow approval starts with the first line supervisor, and then it proceeds through other layers of approval depending on what it is. That approval could be triggered by the category code that is used. For instance, if something with a category code of 3042 or 3102 is used, which designates software that's been around to Scott Hansen for approval. If it's something that is STEM related, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ryan, you're the expert in the room, is that routing to you based on a project code or an activity code, or what is that route to you based on?
Program?
Program code. So something's route based on program code. The last person in that requisition approval chain is my associate buyer. And my associate buyer is then reviewing that to make sure that if there's a contract, the contract number is attached. If it needs further documentation, say, for example, it's over $25,000, we have to check federal debarment. We're checking the purchasing rules, which relate to statute, policy, and federal guidelines. And once all of those things are checked by us, that associate buyer hits approve, and then the system will take it up and convert it to a purchase order. The purchase order is then reviewed by the responsible buyer. After that buyer signs off on it, it comes to me as the director for review and approval. And once all of those approvals are made and checked, the system will dispatch that order to the vendor for fulfillment.
I've got a question. How often do the vendors get reviewed?
They are reviewed for what? What do you mean?
Well, just to see if they're, you know, meeting the demand, or if there's somebody that's asking a price and you can get it for a lower price and better quality, along those lines.
So there are thresholds. With the threshold, this is non-federal funds. Anything that is $20,000 requires 3 written quotes. Anything that is over $50,000 requires a formal bid process if it's not exempt. And it is incumbent upon that budget holder to review it for price reasonableness.
Say that last part again, please.
It is incumbent upon the budget holder to review it for price reasonableness.
Okay. Thank you.
So all
but also, I will add another thing. Over 98% of our purchases are governed by a contract. So we are getting contract pricing, which we do that to lock into favorable pricing.
Okay.
I gotta shut my office door a second, please.
Okay. So all of the millage, all that stuff went through all of these steps?
If it was 20,000 or more.
Or did all of it?
Yeah. Went through all the approval of
requisition.
Yeah.
Approval process.
The requisition.
Everything, the hard candy went all the way through.
Yes.
Bureaucracy at its best.
So
if a school puts in a purchase order for something, it goes through all of that, comes here and all of that, and then back?
No, they put in the requisition first.
Right.
But it has to go through all the approval process
before the purchase order is generated.
If they're using funds that they weren't given already or whatever.
So different than if they have funds already held at the school and they're using it like athletics. That's just through the school? Without coming here and...
Ruth, will you weigh in? So say a high school wants to buy new uniforms.
Okay, so uniforms, there's a certain budget amount. Are you talking like band uniforms or athletic uniforms?
Sure, either one.
Okay, well it's different. Say they want new athletic uniforms. Okay. It depends how it's being paid. Is it being paid through internal funds or budgeted funds? If it's being paid through budgeted funds, it comes through PeopleSoft. If it is being paid for through internal funds, that goes through School Funds Online and does not come through us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, and Brian pointed out, all of the referendum funds are budgeted because they go through, once they have figured out what that dollar amount is, that gets
so that has to schools. Go through all these different steps.
Yeah, because remember, the schools have to, once they're told how much money like has been parceled out for each of the schools for, you know, allocation, they have to prepare a plan that actually goes through curriculum that gets approved. And that's how each school's budget, actually that's in the school accounts, isn't it? Is that school account?
No.
Well, both ways.
Arts and mission critical. If your funds are allocated to the school, they have to submit the spending plan, the funds are pushed out for each member.
All referendum funds go through you.
All the requisitions.
Yeah, all the requisitions for referendum money goes through this guy right
for
here.
Accuracy.
And then if he has a question, then he's going to Kathy Miley, the director of finance,
he's looking at it for accuracy. The approval of those items actually first comes out of curriculum, like Shannon
right,
and those guys.
Right, that's,
so,
right.
So those guys, when they first see it, before he gets the back end.
Two approval process. There's the curriculum. This is used for curriculum. Yes, approved. Is there money for it? Is it fit this whole process? Yes. So there's.
But it may also be under a contract, like some of these, like a paper company or whatever. That would be.
Well, that's an anomaly. The paper cut.
Well,
right?
I
But that was board approved.
Right. But it's a contract with the paper or whoever. Company.
Yes, a tutoring company.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do we know how many people use that?
I actually got the numbers. Actually.
Oh, you do. Are we done with Ruth, or do you have any more questions for Ruth? Does anybody have any more questions for Ruth?
No.
We're all good? Thank you, Ruth.
Ruth, thank you.
She's gone.
Oh, okay. See you later. I like her already.
Yeah, the paper company actually just visited all our high schools this last week.
And told them about it or whatever? Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the company?
Paper company.
It's called, paper, yeah.
Paper, hey. That works for me.
So in the last, from August to December, August 1st to December 4th, 780 at Bayshore, 657 at Manatee, 413 at Parrish, 394 at Palmetto, 282 at Lakewood Ranch, 179 at Braeburn River, and 169 at Southeast.
Is that the number of conferences or the number of students?
It's the number of tutoring interactions.
Okay, so it could be
right. So one student could be going 780 times. Yeah.
Oh,
that's actual logins.
Yeah. I mean, there's more. I mean, you really need an engineering.
Or is that instances, like initiated tutoring sessions?
Yes, like sessions.
Okay.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Tutoring sessions.
So that could be one student who's gone in 10 times. What,
yeah, it could
those
be,
could be okay,
10 students at Bayshore going 78 times, you know.
Or like certain classes using it.
Yeah, something like that. But more than I...
It sounded better when you read the
more than I thought, so...
Could you get that information from them, Mr. Chen?
Yes.
And then who's in charge of, like, how each school is allocated, the village, how much each school gets? Who does, is that you, Ryan?
It's not.
For the village money?
No, I mean, it's based off of FTE for Mission Critical, but for arts, that's the curriculum.
Different thing.
Arts is, which goes up for this particular year, all the way up to the superintendent and deputy, Jensen to do those final approvals for the last art millage type items that were in what was the general referral one? Not mission critical.
Can you break that, like, so the FTE mission critical, can you just break that down and explain that in like a layman's terms? So if someone said, how is this pot of millage money, how do they determine?
I'm going to get Kathy to weigh in on that one. She's online as well, too. Hey, Kathy.
That the schools receive.
Hello?
Kathy?
Specifically for Mission Critical?
Kathy, it's Kevin. I think just in general, how, you know, let's say it's it's July and August, and we're, you know, how is the money, like when you look at the sheet, I think what Holly's saying is, and you're looking at the sheet of how much money each school got, mm-hmm. right? Some
their budget.
Their
right.
budget. So Anna Maria Elementary School, $140,000. How was that in simple, very simple terms? How was that determined?
Okay, so each area of referendum would be different for the staff. So for Mission Critical, it's based on their 10-day count. It's $20 per FTE, unless they submit a request that they have an additional need at that school, and then that's evaluated through the senior leadership looks at that need and says, yes, it's a valid need, and then more funds are allocated. That's why we have that STEM general pot of money that we set aside for that.
So, Kathy, just hold on for just a second. So remediation is mission critical.
Thank you.
Okay. And an FTE is essentially a student. So essentially in general terms, $20 a student. Unless a school says, look, we need, you know, we got big issues. We need help.
Right.
We need a lot of tutoring. We need a lot of,
right.
You know,
we went
so,
to school last year. We wanted to do that.
Yeah,
so
that's
made
why.
The case for
yeah, so 4,100 at Anna Maria Island is probably going to be different than, look, Bayshore High is 38. Well, that's, you know, Manatee High, 8,800, right? Double the amount. Right, that kind of makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
More students, higher need.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, Kathy. Thank you. So maybe the other areas of.
Okay.
So there's the K-5 where we allocated money for the schools that needed the IE2 teachers that we didn't currently have. We added 18 more. So each of those schools would have a teacher paid from.
Yeah, so K-5, or where it says K-5, that's
yes,
salaries.
I see that. Okay, so what's the IE2?
Inspiring teacher. Elementary Engineering.
That's STEM teachers.
Okay.
Elementary STEM teachers.
Okay, so we added 18 more. We're not paying their full salaries out of that, are we? Or are we?
Could
we,
be,
we
could
are?
Be, yeah. Yeah, benefits and all that, yeah. That's expand, you know, because when
yeah,
we expand,
yeah,
we got to
well,
add teachers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's part
those
of
schools prior to referendum did not have that teacher at their school, so that was part of the referendum, was to expand that and add that to those schools.
Okay, so if I'm looking at this correctly, so Kevin, I'm sorry, because Kathy may not have the report in front of her, so I would say Anna Maria does have teacher salaries being paid from that, but Ballard doesn't because it's only $5,000, so there's not a teacher position there. And then I would say Bayshore Elementary would, because
yeah.
I have 109, but like Bayshore, well then, yeah,
yeah.
just the
yeah.
K-5, Manatee L, yes.
Yeah.
But I would say, so I would garner that Ballard does not have a position.
A STEM.
Or
Rogers.
That they're not using STEM
Rogers.
Referendum money
STEM.
To pay for it.
Right.
See, Rogers.
Because Ballard is a WASED school, so they're probably using some other way to pay their teachers, their science teachers.
Okay, and the same thing like with Rogers.
Sure, sure.
And
Palmfield,
because
right.
that's
okay.
a WAS. Palmsola is. Palmetto High School, though, is, too. Well, no, it's got zero, but they have STEM K through 5. Oh, it's just Left Point. Oh, well.
And like what Mr. Hartman said, you know, some of these could be the schools you visit. You know, I'd love to bring you to Bashaw's got a great STEM program, very, very
okay.
robust. WASED, the WASED schools, and you can see some of these teachers.
Yeah, because they don't pay very much either. $4,700, Bashaw. But that's because they're WAS. Is Bashaw WAS too?
Or just that they're science teachers, you know, they must be using science teachers and then added, and then using the general.
But
fund.
Wouldn't Anna Maria be Guy Harvey?
Yes, but we don't really have Guy Harvey. Teachers, if you will. I think it's the art teacher touches it, the science teacher, and there's 180 kids there, so it's, you know.
No, I was just looking at the amounts. I thought if it was a...
I case.
The one.
And I just jumped up. I just happened to see that in most of the elementary schools, there's STEM, referendum, science, and most schools have $556.50.
Oh, yeah.
But Ballard has 84,000 there. But then, like, Bayshore L is like 556.50. I see that 556.50, like Manatee L, Miller Elementary.
It's teacher specific.
But then, like, Myakka.
Yeah, I think that's just.
Are you looking at budget or expenditures?
We're actually looking at the budget, and but most of them, like if you look at the actuals, the schools with the 556.50 spent 556.50. All right, so they've spent their annual budget.
Well,
Miller, Onico, Rogers.
So in science, it could be that the curriculum team for science put in one order, and they were going to send. Sometimes they order kits and they're going to send it to multiple schools or all elementary or all middle. And so in order to try to report it to show which school uses it, the PO will be put in and broken down amongst all those schools, which is probably without seeing what you're looking at. The 556 is an order that was put in for multiple schools.
Right, it looks like every elementary.
That's what I was going to get to with science and like the CTE,
that's probably a
that one, those are going to be on need. So if one school has a specific need for to expand or create a program, you'll see a lot of funding go to that school because maybe the other schools already have that program or they're not doing it. They don't have, the students enrolled in it, such as one of the ag programs that they added for Myakka. So that school will have a lot go there because it's based on the need.
So the allocation of the referendum is allocated need based.
Some of the programs.
Yeah. So let's describe that. So we did. Yeah. So we figured out salaries. We figured out mission critical. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to arts, Kathy, that's determined. I think there's three different buckets, right, in the arts. There's the requested budget, there's the big project budget, which gets approved, and then there's another third
curriculum
budget.
Curriculum could speak more on
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
But there are three parts to it. I know they
yeah, there's three parts of the arts millage. So there's the school.
And one of them is FTE. They mirrored what
yeah,
we did
right.
with mission critical for one part of it. They get a plan, the school submits the plan, they review it, they approve it, and then the school orders based on that plan.
And that's separate from, like, let's say sub-middle needs, a new kiln for their, art class. That would be a big request that would come in and be approved through curriculum, purchasing, and all that stuff.
But would still show under the STEM referendum arts line?
Yes, yeah.
I guess when you're looking at, like, the 556.50 from one of the schools, if they have another request that needs to come from IE2, right, from elementary STEM, they would make that purchase request to the STEM coordinator in curriculum, and she would approve it, then we would enter the order. So just their budget may be 556.50 because that's the request so far. If they request another expense, that budget could be a different amount when we report next quarter.
All right, so we're saying, so this grand total of this budget is not the whole budget we're trying to spend, you're saying this budget can increase?
Well, no, because it also includes lines where they're holding the budget to push out to those schools, so does that make sense? Like on the cost center level,
budget wouldn't increase, but by cost center, yes, it could increase.
Okay, so you say if I'm looking at this and it says Anna Maria Elementary School, sum of current budget, $140,565.20. They're not going to get any more money than that during the year. You're just saying how this is broken out could change.
No, they could get more funding based off of request, yeah. But the total budget across all cost centers would not change because that budget that they are getting has to come from somewhere. That's coming at the approval of the STEM coordinator, whoever from curriculum approves it, and then it's moving from like a holding line to their cost center.
Okay, so where would we see those holding lines in this total?
There should be on the reserve program in there? Do you have the reserve program on your report?
Okay, so what we have here just totals like 7.8. But that was, when you're looking at a percentage
that's
budget.
That's what I was looking at. So am I to understand that Anne-Marie Island could get a more budgeted money related to their FTE or related to the fact that some schools didn't spend as much and they want more?
That's
it would have nothing to do with another school not spending. It just could be because we have some in reserve. And you have to remember, too, that what we have in STEM is where if charter school FTE goes up and we have to give charter schools more money, that's where we have to take it from.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay, so I think maybe we don't have the reserve lines on the report we're looking at. Or
so I'm looking at his, I see his reserve lines, I see what y'all are looking at. There's like two, like one other page. I'm wondering.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking at that.
I'm looking at
okay,
here.
So we don't, okay, so this is not, okay.
But it's
it happens because cost center 9799, which y'all don't see because it's like just two more of those groups. There's also
but it's obviously something we try to avoid, right? I mean, we don't want everybody.
We want
them to submit their budgets and that pretty much stick to their budgets.
Send it to her. Yeah. She can open it up and share it.
I can screen share.
So do you have an amount for that line item that's in there now?
She's trying to get it for
No, I have to get it first.
We're going to put it up on screen.
There's a few lines.
And then science is your STEM budget line. So that's so think of arts is out of
performing arts. Science is STEM. Remediation is the
mission critical. Career tech or K-5 is your teachers.
Salaries. And additional salaries. Positions that are she's just being paid out of the millage. So
correct.
If the millage did not pass again, that position would not exist.
Correct. Or we would try to find some way to bring them back, but that would be difficult.
Right, yes. And it, the general budget.
Yes, and that's, again, that's how we've expanded, right? You know, so that's.
So do we have partial salaries or it's all full salaries in that line item? Or is it both?
Kathy, have you heard that question? So when it comes to the salaries that are in the referendum, in the millage, STEM and arts, are there partial salaries or is it the full salary benefits for all these allocated positions?
For the IE2 teachers, it is full salaries.
An entire position.
There are a couple of positions within STEM, and Ryan could tell you because we have a worksheet that he has access to, that we pay for 50% of a specific STEM teacher I think Mayaka is one, correct, Ryan, that we pay for 50% of one of the teachers. So it's both, but the IE2 are full salary and benefits from referendum because that program actually funded those teachers.
And Ryan, you said the IE2 stands for?
Inspiring Elementary Education.
Oh, sorry.
What's the two?
Two E's.
Two?
E squared.
STEM teacher.
Nice.
That's program 14719.
Talking to
your
account. So you said two. I thought.
Well, it's just
14719.
Inspiring elementary engineers.
That's hysterical.
And we're gonna pull up the reserve number, but the 7.8 that you're looking at on page 5. Remember, all their other money essentially is all accounted for, right? Because the rest has been bargained, or it's gone to supplements, or it's gone, so it's, this is only the reserve we hold back.
Send it to Daniel.
Because after survey two, the charters, which will probably have increased, hopefully not, but if they've increased, we owe them more money.
Go to send and send / receive and do update.
I was thinking of some parents too, Mr. Hartman. I think it'd be good for you to hear some parents. whose kids have benefited from a lot of these programs too. So,
kids from a play.
Yeah.
Hey, it says you're disconnected.
You know, because I've heard parents who are in the Garner Hope program, their kids are coding and doing robotics.
That's what we need to know, and we need to put that in our report.
Right.
We need to say what's happening, not just all these graphs and whatever.
Yeah, it's just numbers.
I don't have it anyway.
Yeah, we gotta bring it down.
Make it more human.
Yeah.
I sent it to you, just.
Okay.
He's not, she's not.
And it doesn't even matter.
She's not.
She's still there.
Oh.
It's not coming.
I'm not sure.
But, yeah, I don't have it either.
But that one's also.
We'll have to send it in a little bit.
And it'll have non-bar.
Will you?
I printed it.
All right, it's right here, I have it.
Okay. Windows 10. Okay.
Just make sure everything else is closed.
Yeah, I got water.
Holy.
Do we want to go ahead and come up with agenda items, or do we have any more questions about this for Kathy?
He's gonna try to share.
Oh, he's gonna do the sharing, okay.
If you look on the referendum portion of the website, we post the budget, the adopted budget, which, you know, is projected until we get, you know, we close the year and we get all of the funds in. It's still projected until then. It shows you how it's broken down now between the charters and, you know, what's bargained and. So you can kind of see the breakdown of that.
Can you make it bigger?
What?
He's on, he has signed into Teams.
Oh.
And he did share.
Yay.
Your share, okay. So now blow it up. Like blow up the whole thing.
Okay.
So what y'all are missing is remember we went down, there was like a couple more. See those last two?
Just that little, okay.
Oh, yeah. You can just go up and walk up to it.
Go ahead and walk up.
Yeah,
make it bigger.
Let's see.
As big as you can.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, not that big.
There you go.
Oh, wait.
And now I just got it.
So I think there might be two of these. Do you have the report? Let me see.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
So.
Okay, so that reserve is actually broken out by category.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
General would be.
And the general of $213,000 is after survey two. Much of that may, and we'll report it to you all, obviously, when it happens, but the charters, if they've increased, we owe them more money. So.
Okay, and so there isn't any for the arts in the reserve. The arts is set in stone.
That's correct.
Already allocated.
The arts is going well.
They hold it at the, see that 449 at the 9308 call center? Up at the top, towards the top, the 44971? That's like their holding line they use, is in that call center. So they push funding out from there to the schools. So it could push additional funding out.
Right, out of the executive director teaching and learning category.
Absolutely.
Not saying that it's surplus, but that's where it would come, additional funding would come out of that.
Yes.
Right.
All right, can you scroll down to just so I have the complete bottom number? I said it's like 8202?
Yeah, and so that number could change because of the charter school's proportionate share.
Okay.
If the charter school FTE count changes.
Yeah.
But it comes out of that figure, so that total amount wouldn't change, right? Or it would?
The only reason.
Yeah, the only reason why that would change and get smaller is if the district has to give more to the charter school.
It wouldn't go up, it'd go down.
Correct.
Right.
It could go the other way too.
But then that would just come from those reserve line items at that point, most likely.
Yeah.
It has to.
And then when is that determined?
We get those updates from the state.
So survey.
Based off their surveys.
Yeah, survey T's now or coming up.
Coming up, usually late December.
So you could actually be halfway through the school year, I mean, two quarters into a school year.
And it could be a significant change halfway through the school year.
Yeah.
Is that maybe what happened last year? Like, it seemed like there were some schools that said that they had put some things in and then they thought that they were approved and then they didn't get those items. Is that because the funding changed in the second half of the year?
There was an update to the charter school's FTE at the end of the year.
And they did.
A significant update.
Okay, so they received additional funds, so that could explain.
Yeah, if you look on our website and you compare the millage from 2022-2023 year to the 2023-2024, actually do the 2022-2023 to 2023-2024, I think that charter school went up almost 4%.
But that's so, because their enrollment has increased.
Right. So all that millage has to, that's 4% less than that has to go everywhere else to the school district.
And in this thing,
Kevin?
Yes.
In 2021, they were 14.5% for charters.
And this year, 18.5%.
22-23, they went up to 15.35. Right now, we currently have them budgeted at 18.18%, and we fully expect them to go up.
So almost
that's
5%.
Student population, she says the 18%.
So almost.
Of student population? Or like what the percentage of what? 18% of what?
Of our student count.
Okay, right. A student population, 18% is in this charter school.
Yeah, so when you hear, the school district has 54,000 kids. Well, really, 20% of that is a charter school.
In a charter school. Right. Okay. Right, so like.
So it's almost getting to 20%.
An FTE unit out of all the students. Yeah. 18% of them are attending charter
schools. Because remember, all their money comes to us first. All their FTEs, and then we disperse it to them. That may change one day, but that's how it works.
Okay, how are we doing?
Yes. So Danielle, per Ms. Spray's request and y'all's request, Kathy has provided the quarterly financials, those quarters, when they're expected to go to the board.
Oh.
And so she's forwarded to her and she's going to forward it out to you guys.
Okay. Anybody have any agenda items we
want to
go over next night?
You think we could maybe schedule a walk through the building while we have our next meeting?
Yeah, I can figure that out.
Come in maybe 15 minutes early or half hour early.
Yeah, I'll take you around.
I mean, it would be nice.
Is it January? No, it's just December, so it'd be February 7th.
Now, are we doing C or A? Are we going back to those items on the agenda? Remember there was the review, the findings of the audit millage, or start the annual report for 2023?
Well, that's on there every single time, just so we remember to start it.
We determined that C was this report that says enhanced, new.
And we're gonna enhance that report by getting some physical.
Right.
We're going to talk to some parents and see some schools.
We'll
so you can actually see Garner Holt and Guy Harvey and Wazed and
do the anatomy table too.
Anatomy table.
That'll be cool. And what about those robots that do things?
Like, yeah, that's Garner Holt.
This week it went out and in good news and there were four bullet
points.
For
looking at that.
I do, but I also watch school board meetings, so you know, probably a little bit too much insight into me personally.
So that
email went out. Maybe you have something like that, and if it was the millage, have that highlighted in the story. You know, it didn't mention that Parrish did the frozen and he was in ice. You know, and they were featured.
Right.
And have that if it is funded by millage. Also have that included in that little.
Yes.
A little blurb.
Yes, that's a good idea.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can get the count on who actually clicks on those emails and reads them.
We do. It's actually increased. We've actually doubled our clicks.
Because there were pictures.
There were a little picture
next to you.
I didn't get one then. No.
Your kids not this system?
Yeah.
They spelled my name wrong. That's what it is.
I could forward those to you.
Okay.
Since those are not CFOC related, I could send those to you and you could indulge as well.
Maybe I'll click it.
So how are we planning to do the school visit? I'm just trying to calendarize this. Is this like all four of us going to one school or?
I'll reach out to some schools and then I'll say during this week, you know, any of the 5 days, these these five folks
could show up,
may show up
necessarily together.
Right, yeah. Oh, so we can go to Nolan or
not together. Excellent.
Yeah. Well, I might give you some windows because you know I want you showing up.
What if
with
you
me.
Did show up? Yeah, but
if you ever been through a parent dismissal, you don't want to be in a dismissal.
I've been through plenty. Through plenty.
Yeah. So we'll give you some windows, and then they can take you and show you the stuff.
I live on the island, so I'd like to see the island school.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to see that guy.
Yeah, I was just there yesterday.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I don't mind traveling with one.
Miss Bacon's giving
well.
Out a tour too. Yeah. So okay. Once I get a.
But okay. We all cannot go together.
We can.
Just to look, because we're not voting on anything.
Right.
We're just
no, we're just. Oh, I see. Rules wise. Rules wise.
Guided
tour, that's all.
Together.
Can
we just
be
together?
Sunshine.
No, I like Kevin's idea that we have a selection of schools.
Yeah,
and if you happen to show up together,
and we could go there.
Yeah, it wasn't planned that way.
I didn't think we needed to coordinate it. And I don't think we need to put
need
a lot of protocol on it.
Yeah, we'll do Anna Maria, Nolan, and Lincoln Middle. And we'll give you some
ideas. We'll get a bus, we'll get outfits. Yeah.
And then I'll find out when there's some
Z-Fop t-shirts.
I'll find out when there's some competitions and things like that. And then
lockers.
When is our meeting in February?
February 7th.
Oh, I was going to say.
Not Valentine's
Day. Not Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I could bring Valentine candy though to that one.
Don't bring those little hearts with their stuff. They taste terrible. You know, the little.
It says be mine.
Those are
Necco hearts.
I don't have any additional items.
You'll recall the June 30th, 2022, the report for the period ended June 30, 2022, was brought up in a workshop, and the report that was attached to the agenda was.
Wrong.
Incorrect.
Yes.
I'm not certain, and I would ask this of our assistants to see if I'm not sure that we ever approved the correct one. Approved
okay.
anyone?
Did and it go to the
I'm
the
not sure it came
one?
Off the boat.
Yes.
And then also on our financial on the web page, mm-hmm. The CFOC web page, the report's not there. Which leads me. That
Still?
Led to my, that's
Makes
what
you
led,
think that
led to my
you
question.
Didn't, we didn't
yeah,
vote on it.
That maybe
right.
we didn't vote
but
on it.
But we said the corrected one.
I know you did.
I know.
I looked
oh,
at
we
it.
Did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I yeah. that's what I was trying to. Say,
yeah.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah. No, you did.
So you
we
have
just,
it. So it just
the
needs
board
to be put on your agenda
let,
or something.
Let it slip.
Yeah. Who does that? Do?
Cindy. I think it's Cindy's fault.
Okay.
That's the smallest in the room.
It's Kevin.
It was outrageous.
So can we get that added?
If you know, I would ask ask that they more check on
let
it.
Let me look at
can
it.
You please
it's the CFOC annual report, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the 2022, 2023 one.
No,
I
thought she did.
I fixed it because it came to the board. You made an edit.
Yeah,
you didn't have to read.
Do you have to revote on it or not?
No.
We
just fixed it.
I don't think we ever voted on it.
You did.
We wouldn't have voted on it without
approving it
seeing.
Online.
You told us what to change.
Back to us.
You voted
no,
on it.
They
said,
told you what to
yes, this is okay.
Yeah, well, that's
I mean,
us.
Okay.
That's
right.
us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the
yeah.
things that needed to be changed.
But
right.
I,
we did that. Yeah, we did the changes.
But
yeah.
wasn't so we're trying to find out if the corrections needed to be board approved.
Or if
they
were
board
approved.
If they were,
yes.
if they were.
We will research that.
And
then if not, we'll
and then
last.
To my defense, to my defense, being a little in or. I think I did request that be on the agenda for board approval with the amendments.
Okay. I think we'll check.
I'm almost
we'll check.
Sure
we'll
I
check.
Brought that up.
It was in August. We have a clean copy that Mr. Dye provided that you guys talked about. I'll go back and look at the vote. But
just, yeah.
Okay.
Follow.
Thank you.
No problem. If it was approved, we'll get it on
yep.
the website.
Yeah.
If it wasn't,
easy
let's
stuff.
Throw it on the agenda real quick. We can't amend
we'll figure it out. We'll figure it
by
out.
By Friday. If we can.
Hopefully it was.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Do we have any, I hate to ask this, comments from the committee members or the staff? Anybody want to make a comment?
appreciate everybody's help. I know we kind of break up your day, you know, you're having to pull away from your job to listen to us chatter, but really appreciate all that you're doing.
Did we want to just go over some items for the next meeting's agenda?
I've been trying, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our annual report.
Yep, annual report. New business would be all the same except for Kevin. Review findings of Arch Village, but we might be looking at that still. Well, February, we won't have it yet, right? The next quarter? Okay, so we won't have the second. So we can take out review quarterly report because we won't have that. We still have vacancies.
Cindy, were you going to check on putting that on the homepage?
I'll hound him.
Yeah. Okay. And maybe I can get this tour done before the meeting so you guys
can talk about what you saw.
Yeah,
we can talk about the tour.
And
yeah.
Even the board could bring it up and just make comments about that, you know, in your closing remarks or whatever.
Well, Holly's the only one that watches that.
I know, but I watch it too.
Do you guys need the snippet of the part of the on the district's website that Kathy Miley was talking about, the one mill, what shows where it's allocated at? Y'all know where that's at on the website. Y'all look at that little pie.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Okay, yeah. Then we don't need to. Yeah. She had snipped it and said, here, this is what I was talking about, but
well,
y'all know where it is.
Well, you
can
send it if you believe.
No, I do have it. Go ahead. That's easier than what you're saying is to navigate that.
I'll send that to you.
I got it.
Okay, sorry.
It's all right.
Got it.
Keep going.
Okay. Keep saying go to the website,
like,
except
for not. So yeah. What we should do at our next meeting, since we can't really do anything outside of the meeting together,
right.
What we should do at the next meeting is establish the format, if you will, of the annual report,
yep.
Especially since we want to add some of those personal items in. So that, for example, if there's, this is where the paragraph is going to be, where you do the personal things, then Mr. Hartman could do his little paragraph, and
right.
You could do your little paragraph, and
right.
We can all do that. And then the other thing would be, you know, what are going to be the main headings? And then we can decide, for example, that I would look at this particular report to provide that, and you would look at this report to provide that. So we might generate those things separately and then put them back together
and work
on it.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Because the way I did it last year was overwhelming.
in looking at all
the details and whatnot, and of course we did have some administration change with the board with our support and what that neither there, but that's not the way to do a committee report.
No.
Right.
No.
So that's
right.
What we need to do with the committee.
Now, do we know when the school grades come out or anything like that?
You said school.
Well,
school grades. Yeah.
Well, there's this. So soon we're going to get grades, but remember those. Those grades are based on old standards, old tests, and don't have learning gates. So those grades really aren't going to.
But are they going to help with our old report?
Well,
or no?
We've included that in the past,
yeah. Right?
With that year to year comparison of the school grade.
Yeah, so I think we're going to. I mean, I think
we could give you other data point. Like I know I asked for a data point about. Did our enrollment increase in visual and performing arts programs?
Right.
I was trying to think of other data points.
Well, that would be very helpful, Kevin, because that was the next thing I was going to say, is we need to get back to what those things are that we're looking at, and those are the things we need to identify again as part of the format. And I'm saying format in a very broad sense of the word.
Our kids are winning TSA competition.
Right.
Yeah.
World
yeah.
competition.
Yeah.
And I mean, we may have to include the new grading system with the old grading system with a caveat so that we can start following the new grading system forward.
Yeah.
Like, strict or something, right?
Yeah, we'll have even PM2 test results before you're done with your report. So we could show the improvement from PM1 to PM2.
PM1 and PM2.
So in the new standards and new testing, there's three tests in the year. So when you walk into the classroom, kids take a test, which pretty meaningless, right? Because if I enter third grade and second grade, I'm being tested on third grade material.
Yeah.
It's gonna show, okay? And then PM2 should show that all those now new third graders have really, you know, have all the arrows should be going the right way. Mm-hmm. So that could be something as well, because the grades are gonna show the extremes. The A schools are gonna be really A's, and the low B and C schools are probably gonna be very, very low because there isn't any learning gains.
Right.
But the grades this year that will end in May show learning gains. So that's very important for those schools.
And so you can take some notes on what I'm saying, because I'm thinking of it. I'm really thinking that the face of the report, when the first thing we look at it is we start with a personal note. And we say, we've met this child, we've talked to this parent, not all of it once, but we open with that report, and then we talk about how the numbers support that. So we then go into the statistics, and then do flesh it out with some more personal kinds of stuff. So I think it'll be a much
and
more...
And then the pie charts and the grades.
Then the pie, and then some more pie charts, so that we break it up and make it a much more friendly report.
Yeah, because
that's
right?
Just
boring.
Yeah, right, yeah. It's like, yeah. Yes?
I have kind of a unrelated question, besides the report, but thinking about the next agenda and the ones after that. So I have in my notes that the millage was approved in 2022, to last through June 30th of 2025. When then would a vote need to be taken?
2024.
That's
November.
What I,
yeah.
That's what I was yeah. thinking. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to confirm that.
So I'll just run you through the process. So the school board will need to approve ballot language and a ballot resolution. That then, by state statute, has to go to the county commissioners who have to approve it in order to get it to the supervisor of elections to get it on the ballot. So all that has to happen by essentially Memorial Day, so that the supervisor of election can get it on ballots. Because essentially that millage referendum is probably on the last thing on the ballot. And since this is a presidential election, the ballot's probably 8 pages long.
Yeah.
So
okay. It's gonna be 4 pages.
Yeah, 4 pages.
So,
does that kind of help you?
Yeah, just to make sure.
So our school board, almost in January, is going
right.
to start talking about
it. Okay, that's where I was kind of trying to get to, is to say, okay, so the school board has to get the ballot language ready kind of ASAP when the new year hits, so that the Board of County Commissioners can okay, and so the supervisor of elections can get it on the ballot by the end of May.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you will hear a lot of chatter out of the school board about
that's it,
or the district
it won't be on the ballot until November.
Right,
we
but
be notified
logistically.
Yeah, because early voting starts whenever. So,
like,
some states
talks,
it starts
everybody
now.
Else walks.
But we are taking donations if you'd like to.
No, not today.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah, if you know any businesses that would like to donate to them,
that's illegal.
Okay.
Or a school building.
Oh, to the Burger King.
Cookies.
Yeah, for the cookies for the next meeting. Okay. Are you okay, Tom? You got yours?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
Anything, Catherine, you want to add to the agenda or for next time? Or
For the record, I'm really sorry I was late. My neighbor is trying to sell her house, and the deal fell through, and she was, like, hysterical, and I didn't have the heart to be like, well, you know what? It's too bad I got a school district meeting. So if anyone wants to buy a lovely townhouse right next to mine.
Okay.
No, but really, I appreciate this committee. I'm sorry I missed October, and I value everything I'm learning here and the chance to just be at the table and contribute how I can.
Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, take
some measurements are so good.
Okay, so would we like to adjourn? Anybody want
so
to
just under new, so under new business on the agenda, just have a line item to discuss visits.
Yeah, visits.
January visits.
You can set a time frame for those.
Campus visits.
Yeah.
Campus visits. And we want to walk through, though, with Kevin, right?
Yes, please.
Or walking with
or
Kevin.
Yeah.
Or board members.
Yeah, that'll
we'll
be good.
Figure it out.
Good.
Yeah.
As long as you buy lunch.
I'll buy a hockey puck.
I'll give you a cookie.
Actually, I had pizza at Witt Elementary the other day. It was very good.
All right.
It was healthy. It was good.
Wow. Cauliflower crust.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, and some carrots.
I had Thanksgiving at Lincoln's Middle, and it was wonderful.
Okay, so now we need to include lunch in the mix.
Okay, so we're going to check out the lunch.
That would not be approved by the referendum.
I move for adjournment.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're out.